Learn more at geico.com.
It's here and now. The American Medical Association has called for a total ban on all e-cigarettes and vaping products that aren't approved by the FDA to help quit smoking. The AMA made the announcement yesterday, citing the ongoing vaping health crisis that has injured 2,100 people and killed more than 40. Some cities and states have already banned some vaping products that are popular with children, but these moves don't always help kids who are already addicted. Kavita Cardoza with member station WAMU visits Fairfax County, Virginia, to look at how the school system there is trying to address the problem.
Last year, a 15-year-old freshman in a Fairfax high school was offered a Juul, a flavored vaping product popular with young people. We're not using his name to protect his privacy. He was curious about the buzz he'd heard about, so he said, okay. Soon after, he got caught.
I got 1 day suspension and had to go to like a class about vaping. And a month of no sports or after school activities.
All of this came as a shock to his mother, Gail, who didn't know much about vaping. Gail grounded her son. Then a few months later, he was pulled out of class and searched. He had a Juul in his pocket.
And when I started to find first the little pieces of the device, the pods and the batteries, I didn't recognize what it was.
This time he was given a 2-day suspension and a year with no after-school activities. No Friday night football games, no trying out for the baseball team. He tried to stop.
And then I got nicotine withdrawals, like a headache and like sweating and like fidgeting. Then like I would call my mom and I'd be like, can you pick me up? I don't feel good. And I didn't really care about doing stuff at that point. I was just like, well, I'm already in trouble. I Juul, like I'm addicted. What's the point?
Gail had to accept her son had a serious problem.
It was nothing I could do. The school took a punishment-only approach. He was spiraling downward into depression and anger. He was isolated, and so he was using more. The punishment was just driving him into a mental health crisis and not stopping his addiction.
That's when Gail realized how little help there is for kids who are already addicted to e-cigarettes, and she's pushed the PTA and Fairfax school system to focus on the problem. Vaping among kids has skyrocketed, says Dr. Karen Wilson, who heads the American Academy of Pediatrics Tobacco Consortium. She says the latest research shows almost 27% of teenagers have used e-cigarettes in the past month. Adding to the problem, vaping can deliver more nicotine faster than cigarettes. And many kids don't realize just how addictive that nicotine can be.
All of the kids who are current users of electronic cigarettes probably need some kind of help to quit.
So when a child brings a vaping device to school even after having been caught, Wilson says it's likely they're not being defiant, but that they can't stop.
Teenagers are saying that they're so addicted they have to wake up in the middle of the night to use these products. They can't go more than 2 hours.
Wilson says the medical community has also been slow to respond. That's because there isn't a lot known about the long-term health effects of vaping on developing bodies and brains, or how to address this kind of addiction in young people. For example, the nicotine patch is one of the most common therapies for adults trying to quit cigarettes. But it isn't yet FDA approved for teens younger than 18, so many pediatricians won't prescribe them for kids. Jane Miscavige represents all PTAs in Fairfax County, more than 40,000 parents.
It is a huge, huge problem. It is all around us. It is insidious and invisible, and most parents are completely oblivious.
Miscavige says raising awareness of the dangers of vaping and treatment options will be their number one priority this year. Fairfax County Public Schools is now changing how they deal with vaping, moving from a punitive-only response to recognizing vaping as a health concern. Stefan Moskal oversees wellness initiatives and says 3 years ago they saw about 70 students. The next year?
That number jumped to more than 400 because of the explosion of vaping. Last year we provided more than 600.
In response, his office has shifted from scared straight style presentations by lawyers and police officers to information and addiction support. They plan to have 17 substance abuse specialists rotating between schools who'll connect parents to actual people who can help, including outpatient counseling sessions and a support group.
Fairfax has certainly moved in the direction of recognizing that there are students who are involved with something and they need support, and that we have a certain responsibility to provide as much support as we can. The move to supporting students, I think, is absolutely critical.
While Fairfax is trying to help students that were previously overlooked, it's unclear how the school system will cope with the growing demand. For Here and Now, I'm Kavitha Cardoza in Washington.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.